They love what they do.
Coming and yelling, screaming at each other about sports teams every day.
And they do it well.
Dorky, nerdy nonsense.
It's Solak and Bertrand.
Oh, you dork.
On the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand with Beetle, Joe Murray, and Tim McCone here today on this Thursday. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution for his weekly chat. It's Bruce Arena. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon. Tell us what you take away from your match with Columbus that we were talking about in a preview sense a week ago. What's your big takeaway from that?
Well, it was a good game. We played well. I thought, if we could hang on for another 20 seconds, we leave the field with 3 points. So unfortunately, they scored a goal at the end of the game. And, I think we could have been a little bit better on that play for sure. But overall, I think we played well. It was a good game. A nice environment and all of that. But it's a game that I think we need to have 3 points in. And it's kind of similar to our New York City game where we conceded the goal late in the game. So we've got to be better there. But having said all of that, we're first in the Eastern Conference, so we're not in bad shape. But the next week is going to be a real challenging one for us, and we simply have to be better.
Coach, you played the final 25 minutes with just 10 men. How do you coach that? Like, hey, because you mentioned you've had giving up some goals late. How do you coach that when you only have the 10 men on the field and trying to hang on for those extra seconds that you mentioned? What broke down there for you guys?
Well, the breakdown was off of a cross, and it was a play that we get right a lot of times, but. 98 minutes, some of the guys playing for 98 minutes is challenging. The end of games, you're fatigued and you lose your concentration. But, it's something we can learn from for sure. And, it's a breakdown that can be avoided. And hopefully if we're in that situation again, we'll be better for it. But playing with 10 men is always challenging. Our players understand what they need to do, and for the most part, they executed pretty well for 30 minutes.
And so
and
now
just failed at the end of the game.
Sorry, I was going to say now without Dylan Barrera going forward this week, who could we see step up and help fill the void?
Well, I'm not sure yet how we're going to play and line up, but we have a number of players that are ready to step up. Obviously, Dylan has different qualities than basically any of our players. So we'll look a little bit differently, but we have a lot of good young players looking for opportunities. And I think when the kickoff comes on Saturday, we'll look a little differently than we did in Columbus, but we'll still have a team that I think is capable of earning 3 points.
Coach, do you have an update on Gustavo Bow? And can you talk about some of the other guys that have filled in for some of the injuries you've been having?
Well, Gustavo's making progress. Whether he's ready this week or not, I'm not sure. But, his injury is just short-term. So I'm confident he'll be back soon. Some of the other players are all making progress. Henry Kessel is going to miss 4 months. He's going to have surgery tomorrow. But for the most part, we're getting a little healthier. So hopefully we can get some of those players back in the near future.
Well, with Wood and Bo injured, that opened the door for Giacomo Vrioni to get a start, his second start of the season last weekend. Led the team and with 4 shots. What did you make of his day?
He had a solid game. Had an opportunity to finish one or two of those plays, but it was encouraging. He's making progress. He really missed all of last year, so this is all new to him. It's going to take a little bit of time, but he's making progress, and that's a real positive sign.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you've added to your depth, making a signing, Ben Sweat, veteran. What's he going to add to the club?
Well, he's a good experienced defender. It's a position where I think we needed some cover. We're fortunate to be able to get him. He's been around the league. He's been probably with a half a dozen teams in the league. And he's a good passer of the ball. He's experienced. He communicates well. And I think he's going to help improve the depth on our roster.
And up next, Coach, you got Sporting KC. I know they've been struggling a bit. You guys return home. Can you give us a preview of them?
They're traditionally one of the strongest teams in the league. They're off to obviously a difficult start this year, but they've got quality players, and especially in the attacking end of the field. And oddly enough, that's been one of their weaknesses to date. But they, you know, they'll come into Foxborough with three very good attacking players in Russell, Polito, and Showery. So I think they're going to be very challenging, and we got to be on top of our game. We need to defend well out of run of play. We need to defend well out of set pieces. And obviously, like in any game, we need to score some goals.
Three home games in 8 days coming up. Are you expecting good crowds? Weather's obviously getting a little bit better. Are you excited about that opportunity?
Well, I'm hopeful. I think Saturday is going to be a nice day. And if we can get a good crowd behind us, it's going to help us. We, you know, we played in some great venues as of late. Columbus was fantastic with their new stadium and a capacity crowd. So we hope to have a home field advantage here as well. So hopefully everyone gets out and supports our team.
Coach, I got to ask you, what's for lunch today? I don't know if you're eating in the background, but what's on
Joe's
the
Joe's a big food
I'm
guy.
A big food guy.
I ask everybody.
I ask everyone. Everyone that comes on, I just wanted to know what's for lunch.
I'm having some fruit right now. Mm. Everything's good.
Hey, Bruce, did you make it to the Masters? I don't think we ever asked you that. Did you get down there on that Sunday?
I did not. Saturday afternoon, I decided not to go when I saw all the weather, and I wanted to see Tiger Woods play again. I've seen him play a couple times, and when I saw him limping off the field on Saturday, I had a feeling he wasn't going to be there. And I suspected that the Masters would end on Monday, not Sunday. So I decided not to go, and I think I kind of regret that now, because if I'd gone, I would have seen the heck of an event.
Yeah, there was obviously a long day there Sunday, but they did get it in on time. Are we going to see you pop up courtside at a Celtics game, Bruins game soon? Where are we going to see you?
I'd love to get to one of the Celtic games. You know, in the game the other night, I coached at the University of Virginia for 18 years, and they had three UVA players on the field on the court the other day. So I would have loved to have been there. I want to get to one of these games in the next week or so. I got one of my guys here in communications that's working on getting me a good ticket for the game.
Good guy.
Nice.
Able to get there.
All right, Bruce, great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bruce Arena joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Online.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.